Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An earthquake strikes Afghanistan and Pakistan. Nearly 300 people were killed and 1,700 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in northern Afghanistan and registered a magnitude of 7.5. The casualty figures are expected to rise. Turkish officials say 9 people have been killed, including 2 police officers, in a raid on a suspected Islamic State cell in southeast Turkey. Dorian Jones reports.
The dawn raid Monday by security forces on a suspected Islamic State safe house resulted in a gun battle raging for hours in the Diyarbakir province of southeast Turkey. The predominantly Kurdish region is close to the Syrian border and is widely believed to be a recruitment center for jihadists fighting in Iraq and Syria. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United States and Indonesia have agreed to deepen cooperation. President Barack Obama met Monday with Indonesian President Joko Widodo for talks at the White House. Says part of the U.S. effort to rebalance toward the Asia-Pacific region. Topics included climate change, security, trade, terrorism, and maritime cooperation. An opposition leader is claiming victory in Sunday's Republic of Congo referendum because of what he calls a very poor turnout. Guy Kinfusia-Romain, president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party, said the Congolese people heeded the opposition's call to stay at home. He called the referendum an illegal means of keeping the president in power. Haitians went to the polls Sunday to select a presidential candidate from the more than 50 people running for the country's top office. Two candidates have emerged as serious contenders, Jude Celestin and Marse Narcisse. Results are expected in November. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering revoking some benefits and travel rights for Palestinians living in East Jerusalem. That action comes in response to the continuing wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank. In the latest development, Israeli forces shot and killed a young Palestinian man who they say stabbed and wounded a soldier near the town of Hebron. Hours later, soldiers killed another Palestinian after he tried to stab an Israeli. Meanwhile, Palestinian official Hanan Ashrawi rejected the proposal for video surveillance at Jerusalem's Temple Mount site.
This gives Netanyahu the pretext to extend his security control, to give him more instruments to observe and to control the Palestinians. And of course, we know no camera has ever prevented Israeli extremists from carrying out acts of violence against the Palestinians.
Hanan Ashrawi. The World Health Organization says eating processed meats such as ham, sausage, bacon, and hot dogs can cause cancer. The WHO says eating red meat probably does too. The report by the WHO's International Agency for Research on Cancer evaluated more than 800 studies from several continents about meat and cancer. British nutritionist Linda Johnston says it doesn't look good for meat lovers.
Processed foods and red meats certainly are very strongly linked, put it that way, to certain types of cancer.
The North American Meat Institute, though, refuted the report, saying dozens of studies show no correlation between meat and cancer. Thousands of mostly Middle Eastern migrants continue pushing through the Balkans toward Western Europe, and European Union leaders are continuing their search for a way to avert a humanitarian disaster with winter approaching. EU leaders Sunday agreed to expand reception centers in Greece to accommodate 100,000 more migrants. However, they have yet to bridge political differences between governments willing and unwilling to provide long-term shelter. The polls leading up to Argentina's presidential election Sunday got it all wrong. Numerous surveys indicated ruling party candidate Daniel Scioli, President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's chosen successor, would win enough votes for an outright victory. But instead, 56-year-old Mauricio Macri, he's the center-right mayor of Buenos Aires, ran neck and neck with Scioli when the votes were counted, virtually ensuring the country's first ever runoff election on November 22nd. Bangladesh has arrested 4 suspects in connection with the killing of an Italian aid worker who was shot in Dhaka last September. Officials say the suspects have confessed to killing Cesare Tavella, the local project manager of a Netherlands-based global development agency. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.